Hello, and welcome to Hula Hoopla, a podcast for hoopers. I'm your host, the Hoopanista, which is a hilarious name that I gave myself several years ago. But my friends and my students like it, so I'm keeping it. On this episode, we are talking to Carolyn Mabry, also known as Carolina, with three E's. Love, 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 love this woman. Her chest hooping tutorial is the whole reason I learned how to chest hoop. And then I had this moment, and I talk about it in the interview, where I was chest hooping next to her at Hoop Convergence in 2010, and I was able to walk up to her and say, I learned how to, you know, do this because of you. Yes, hoop geekery abound. That's me. But I got to talk to her at length at Hoop Camp this year, 2014. And I was on the fence about even going until I found out that she was going. Oh, my God. So we had a fantastic conversation. I learned so much about her, and I'm really excited about you hearing from her about her life, about dancing, about hooping and teaching and traveling. And yes, please check out the interview. And I have lots and lots of links and information on her and an event that she's going to be hosting in July of 2015 that you really should go to. So, oh, and I had to ask her if she'd ever been to Burning Man, because I found this amazing soundbite that basically, well, let's just say, if you were to go to Burning Man and fall in love with a hula hooper at Burning Man, Carolina would be that hooper.
Come see me when he's a teenager and knocks up some professional hula hooper he just met at Burning Man.
So, tell me your name.
My name is Carolyn Mabry, but everybody calls me Carolina.
We are here at Hoop Camp 2014, and I have to say you were one of the reasons that I came.
Yay!
I was on the fence, and then I found out that you were coming, and it was very important that I got to see you again. I've told you in the past, too, that your chest hooping tutorial was the one that taught me how to chest hoop. And then the first year that when I really got into hooping, I went to, while I still had a job, I went to Hoop Convergence and Hoop Camp, and I went to everything that I could. And we were under the tent at Hoop Convergence. Everyone was chest hooping, and I was next to you, and I had my fangirl moment. And I had to come over to you because it was like, you taught me how to do this, and now I'm hooping, chest hooping next to you. So it was, you know, and
the
then you're
amazing.
It is amazing. YouTube is amazing. So you are a prolific tutorial poster, and I send my students to your channel or whatever it is on YouTube all the time because you're an amazing teacher.
Thank you.
So, how long have you been hooping?
I think I bought my first hoop in, I think it was 2001. But I didn't really use it probably for about 18 months. I had a friend who talked me into trying it. I was like, I can't do it. I never could hoop. Even as a kid, I couldn't hoop. I just thought there was something in me that couldn't hoop. And after three beers and hiding behind a teepee and having a great big hoop, I figured out that I could hoop because my friend Paula, who I'll always be grateful to, Purplicious, got me hooping. And I bought a hoop. And then I never used it because I was like, I don't really know anything. And if you don't have anybody to hoop with, it's not as fun.
Right.
But then I think it was 2003, I went to the Lake Eden Arts Festival, and I saw Spiral, who had pretty much just started hooping herself, but she's a savant. And she did this dance, and it was amazing and beautiful. And I saw her, and I went, I'm going to do that right there. And that's just the way it was. And I've never been that person. I've never been the person who looked and went, I'm going to do that. But I totally did. And it's been the longest love affair I've ever had.
So what is your background? I know that you flamenco dance and you perform with fire.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So is your background in dance or theater?
Not at all. I grew up in a small Baptist community where dancing was frowned upon. So I never danced at all until I was an adult. And
wow.
Yeah.
I just got chills.
I know. Hooping opened that up for me, and I am so grateful for it. And so I had just taken a flamenco class right when I found hooping. And I did it. I didn't do flamenco for a very long time because it was so hard. It was the hardest thing I've ever tried to do, flamenco dancing. Oh, my God. But I realize I've continued to do it. I've continued to build on it and learn it. I'm realizing more and more that it doesn't matter if you continue a course of study. What you've learned is in you, and it continues to marinate and grow over the course of your whole life. And that every time you ever see anybody dance, you go, oh, I'm going to try that. I love watching So You Think You Can Dance. I like, pause, let me try that. That's how I learned to dance.
Nice. So, and do you teach hooping as well?
I do. Okay. I teach in Raleigh. I've been teaching since 2005. And that has been quite a journey. It's been first trying to find a place to teach because hooping is so big and it takes up so much space. And then I was the only hooper in my town for years. And so trying to get people to come to a class, they didn't understand what hooping was, and they just thought it was hula hooping or it was for exercise. And I refuse to call hooping exercise. I will never do it because exercise is not fun. I look for excuses to get out of exercise. But I look for excuses to hoop. So, but eventually, so I've taught in so many places, including my own backyard over the years. But now I am teaching in a little circus school in Raleigh called Cirque Duval. And I also travel around and teach, which is one of the most fun things about it. That's so when I first made my first YouTube video, can I just tell you that story?
Yes, yes.
So back in the day when hooping.org first started, we were all on there because we were all our single hoopers in our little towns all over the whole entire world. And we were trying to figure out moves from each other, but we couldn't see each other. So we were having to describe all these moves in words, which I'm a writer anyway, so I think it helped me be a better teacher. It helped me be a better hooper. But some of the descriptions for these moves would be like 3 pages long.
Yeah.
And you'd read them and you could just get completely lost. And then YouTube happened. It became a thing. I still remember the first video I ever saw. It was Ariel, who was the co-founder of hooping.org. And she did a video, and I was like, this is awesome. But I didn't have a camera at that point. And so I saw a second video. Natasha from Ohio did four-corner chest hooping, which I don't actually hoop that way, but it opened up chest hooping for me in my brain that you could go front and back or side to side or catty-cornered. So finally, my friend, I was trying to describe a step through to someone. And my friend Valerie came over and she had her camera. The battery was dying. She's like, let's just make a little video. We'll put it on YouTube. I was like, okay. So we made this video. The battery was dying, so there's no sound. And I was able to show it, so visually it's there. Right in the middle of the video, my cat Icky knocked over the recycling in the kitchen. I mean, it was like blam, 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 blam. And you can see me go, what is happening over there? And then he shoots in out of the back of the room and jumps on the couch, jumps on the chair, and zooms out of the picture. And that's kind of, that is a microcosm of my entire YouTube channel. It is filled with hooping videos with my animals doing ridiculous things.
I love it. I do. I love it. I love your bird. And
so that video, I was able to describe to somebody how to do a step through. And then other people, Tribe was the message board for hooping.org at that time, tribe.net. And so whenever somebody asked me a question, I would make them a video. And
I did notice that you address particular people in the videos.
Yeah. So it didn't really occur to me when I was doing it that other people would see it. And so, or I probably would have worn nicer clothes and cleaned my house. But it turns out that there were hoopers all over who were looking for stuff like that. And it just kind of led to me making friends all over the world and getting to teach all over the place. And I've even gotten to go as far as Japan. I got to teach at Spin Matsuri.
Wow!
I know! It's just, the world's amazing. It's hard for me to get my mind around. Completely unplanned, beautiful change of direction for my life.
By seeing something like, I'm going to do that.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. And then my nature is that I'm a helper person. I like to help people. So it became a way that I could help people without having to leave my house. Though I do get to leave my house and actually meet these people in real life. So here at Hoop Camp, I've met so many people that I have known for a decade online, but I have not met before tonight. Like Philo, I'd never met him before.
I didn't even put that together that would be the case.
Yeah. Yeah, and there were lots of people like that, Nicole Wong, and it's just been so exciting and enlightening.
And this is your first time at Hoop Camp?
This is my first time at Hoop Camp, my first time teaching on the West Coast at all, and it's been wonderful. I'm loving California. I'm loving the sweet people here. They remind me a lot of North Carolinians.
When I was there, everyone was so loving and, you know, no, stay at my house. And
exactly.
You should come over. And
yes.
Now Beth's like, come, you have to stay. And we're talking about doing a motorcycle Volkswagen trip together.
That's delightful.
And same thing. There's so many people here. And seeing a face and being able to hug them and actually sit down and hear a little more of their life story versus their hoop journey. Not that that's not important. That's why we're here. But learning.
But all of it is the total package.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And a lot of them, you know, I've known them on Facebook, so I've followed the happinesses and the sadnesses that have happened in their lives. So I feel a connection to them, even though we haven't had that physical connection. And the funny thing is that sometimes it takes a little bit to get that actual physical connection because people don't always look like they look on Facebook. So it's taken me sometimes a little bit to put the face with the person that I know. But then once I do that, I completely am like, yeah. In fact, one time when I went to Japan, I got to meet Deanne Love, who was delightful.
She was here last year.
I love her. She's so sweet. And I had known her for years through YouTube, but her YouTube channel is Hoop Fusion or Hoop Lovers or something. I can't, one of those. And so I went to Japan and I hung out with her and I chatted with her and all this stuff. And then I came back to the United States and she wrote me a note through YouTube and said, it was so nice to meet you. And I went, oh my God, you're you. I felt so stupid. I hadn't put together that I actually knew her before and that she was. Yeah.
Yeah. So what, any like really cool surprises this week?
Oh my gosh, it's just been full of surprises. How to even start? I mean, there's the physical things. I've never seen a redwood before. So,
oh my.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I was eating dinner and a groundhog just popped out of the ground and looked at me and made faces and I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. Never seen one of those up close. Or at least in the wild. Every single person has been a surprise. It's just the revealing of the people that I realize that I've known and their stories and just seeing California, learning new hoop moves, getting to go to other people's classes. I mean, I learned so much from every single person. This is the first time I've gotten to take a class with Tiana Zamore. I have been at gatherings with her before, but always scheduled opposite her in my teaching. So that was fun to get to take a class with her. And those hooligans, those guys, the guys from New Zealand, they blew my mind, and yet they're so kind and sweet. All the performances, absolutely amazing. The diversity of performances, and some of them so moving. Some of the people who had never performed before were some of my favorite performances. Just the vulnerability and enthusiasm, and it's just, I don't know. It's beautiful. It takes my words away.
So how you got here a little bit early to California and did a little sightseeing and
I did. I stayed with my friends Rusty and Walt, who I've known for over 25 years. And it was a delight to get to see them again. And I got to visit some friends who I had never met before that I had known through Facebook or Tribe. And I got to go and visit some of the California businesses. I got to go to Dropbox, the company.
Oh, the actual Dropbox? Wow.
Yeah. That place is one big playpen. They have like scooters, and the conference tables are covered with mountains of Legos. And I was like, these people are doing adulthood right.
But do they have hula hoops?
I didn't see a single hula hoop. They need a hula hoop.
They need a hula hoop. All those people do. Like,
they do.
Google people and
they do.
All that.
Anybody sits at a desk all day. Sitting is so not good for us. We need to get up and move.
Yeah. So what's up next for you?
Next for me, I'll be going back to North Carolina, and I'll be performing at our North Carolina State Fair for a couple of weeks. And that's really fun.
For a couple of weeks?
Mm-hmm. Every night for a couple of weeks. Fire dancing. So doing all of my different tools to all my favorite music. I get to be...
You get to pick it.
I have complete creative control. And it's in it's in the garden center, which is the most beautiful part of the fair. You know how most fairs are kind of ugly?
Yeah.
Like full of people yelling and things dinging. But I get to be in this garden center that they have spent the whole entire year making beautiful. And there's lights everywhere. It is like a fairyland. I always look forward to this because it's just so fun.
Well, you mentioned fire. I saw you again at the Hoop Convergence doing I think you were doing fire fans. I bought fire fans there because of your performance. I'm like, oh my God, I got to learn how to
good.
Do this. I still have them. I've only used them twice.
Oh,
but,
good.
But when did you start fire performing?
I started fire dancing 6 weeks after I started poi spinning. My family and I, we do this thing where we're getting more and more away from giving Christmas presents. So it was just spending so much money on things we didn't need. And so we got down to where we would draw one name and we would give a present. And we came up with the idea that what we would give each other was we would have like a little performance showcase in my mom's basement. We would entertain the crowd for 5 minutes, and everybody had to do it, whether you were 2 or 87. And it's wonderful. And so I was like, I had just started spinning poi, and I'd seen somebody spin fire. I thought that was beautiful, too. And I was like, I'm going to do that. So I spun fire poi before a fire hoop. Fire hoops used to be a lot less attainable than poi. So I studied it. I did it every day every night. Stayed up all night for about 6 weeks. Thanksgiving, a little bit before Thanksgiving to Christmas. And Christmas, I did it. Dun, dun, dun. The song was Le Jazz Hut from Victor Victoria.
So you did your first fire poi performance for your family.
Yeah. Yeah. My Aunt Jane kept going, oh, baby, oh, honey, oh, baby, you're going to, don't, are you okay? And my mom was like, stop, she's going to burn herself.
It's so awesome.
It's so sweet.
Oh, my gosh. I'm tickled to be sitting here with you and taking all your, I was so tickled that my schedule did not, you know, that I was able to take both your classes and spend time with you and talk with you and
Me
get
too.
To know you better
and
in person.
And I'm so glad to see you again.
So happy to see you. My heart I just kept telling everyone, I was like, I'm here because of her.
That
you
is
know?
So sweet. It
in
makes
so
my
many
heart
ways.
Just feel like...
Not only physically here at the Hoop Camp, but as an instructor, it's like you are an amazing teacher.
Oh, thank
you. Just, you explain things so well. And I overheard that time and time again throughout Hoop Camp. About how amazing instructor and teacher and how enjoyable your class was. And I know everyone had fun with the fancy footwork.
Yeah, that was so fun.
That people are, you're going to see people later today strutting. I know it. I know it.
I love teaching. I'm a helper person, so I love to help people. I love teaching. And I actually studied learning when I was in college, so I understand about the different styles of learning and recognizing my own so that I don't default to it and I can draw upon all the other ones. And It's fun. I see it as a creative thing. I can almost not do it. You know, when people are around, I want to help. I'm just like going, oh, have you tried this? Let me show you how to do this.
Well, you're a gift to this community. Just,
oh, you say so much.
I'm going to cry all of a sudden.
Aww. Oh.
Thank you for taking time, and now it's starting to rain on us, so I'm going to turn this off.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you.
I have to give you a hug. I love you too.
I want to listen to that interview over and over and over and over again just to hear her story. So that's an interesting thing that we talked about. And in our emails, we've talked about, you know, people that teach hooping, you know, how do you make a living traveling and teaching? How is that possible? Have any of you done that? You know, and how have you survived? I would really appreciate some feedback on my Facebook website or page, Hula Hoopla. I don't have comments on the blog because I get a lot of spammers. And anyway, but that would be an interesting thing to discuss because, you know, she's an amazing teacher and so many more people around the world really need to see her in person. To see her in person. I just love her so much. I just go on and on about her. So I hope you enjoyed the interview. I will have links to her, the YouTube tutorial that changed my life, as well as a link so that you can subscribe to her YouTube channel. She is also involved with a really amazing fire dance retreat. So beginners, advanced people just getting into fire performing, check out the link. It's in the Blue Mountains. And it's a Facebook page. So if you're not on Facebook, really, it's still pretty valuable and informative. So check out her fire retreat. That's in July of 2015. So plenty of time to plan and save money and just go. Yes. So go. Learn fire. Learn to hoop. Watch Carolina's videos and be inspired like I am. Thank you, Carolina. I love you.